Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Intentional living causes us to now begin to understand that we can lead our life, not just accept our life. When I was a pastor in Lancaster, my second church, my assistant for Christmas gave me a book. And the title of the book was The Greatest Story Ever Told. And I got so excited, I thought, my gosh, the greatest story ever told. This will be amazing. I wonder what it is. So I opened the book.
Yeah.
Much to my surprise, all the pages were blank. And she wrote on the first page, John, your life is before you. You fill these pages with good acts, kind words, matters of your heart.
Wow.
Add value to people. Live a life of significance.
Wow.
And Ed, that was the first day I said, oh my goodness, I can be the author of my story. You see, most people, they don't write their story. Right. They read their story,
right.
Ed. They read it.
Sure.
Someone else does, because they've been passive. They've been unintentional. And so I'm passionate about, you can tell, I'm very passionate about
the
book.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all my life I've tried to help people and lift the lid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every day I ask myself, just like you do, Ed, how can I help people?
Sure.
How can I add value to people? That's you. That's me. That's a lot of leaders. That's no big deal. But I'll tell you what is a big deal. When all of a sudden I realized, if I can just tweak them and get them to go from unintentional to intentional, from good intentions, which are worthless, to good actions.
Yeah.
If I could just, and the bridge between good intentions and good actions is intentional living. If I can just teach them how to live intentionally. So the book is all about how do you do that? How do you find your purpose in your life?
But it's also unlike maybe some of the past ones, it's much more personal. Why more personal?
Yeah, it is personal. Well, because when I ask myself, how do I transfer this? With integrity, I said, the only way I can transfer this is to tell my journey. And so there's two things that are very, very different in this book. It's much more personal than any of my books, and there's an awful lot of faith in it. And as you know, I write for an audience that is not always Christian.
Which is essential.
Which is intentional. And so when I wrote it, it had so much faith in it. My publisher brought me in. I said, "Boy, John, I think you got a little carried away with faith there." And I said, "I know. I understand. I understand even why you're bothered by that." But I said, it's my story, and I can't tell my story without telling my faith. It's who I am. And they gave me 100% approval and bought into it, and so I'm very excited about the book, because the book is my story, but that isn't that important. But it's a story of what I learned from a young child on, from my father and from other people, about how to live an intentional life and how to be significant in it.
It's you know, those of us who've known you for a long time and really been influenced by you, and we knew you as the pastor of Skyline, you know, Wesleyan, and then the resources and the leadership. And but for those who maybe don't know, I mean, you're the leading leadership expert in the world in most people's mind, and not in the Christian world, but in the world. And again, I'll be the one who
in
praises
world,
you
yeah.
in the business world, and so how do you bring your faith, and how do you, maybe sometimes do you not bring your faith? How do you balance the faith thing when speaking to business leaders and others?
Well, that's a beautiful question, and I wish when I was a pastor I knew what I know now. I would have done so much better. Sometimes I really get a little frustrated at how many things I missed as a pastor. But here's, in preparing people in evangelism, here's what, when people say, well, okay, how do you go out there and be salt and light? By doing my job well and exceeding expectations. I don't carry my faith to them first. I fulfill the needs they have. I add value to them. I do their, meet their expectations and then some. And the reason for that is I understand I have to deserve this audience to talk about God. And if people don't respect me or connect with me or relate to me, they're never going to connect with the God that I love. I mean, why would they? And so my first job is to add value to people, serve them, and connect with them relationally until there comes a time when they say, boy, John, I've been watching your life. Let's talk about it. Now I can talk about my faith.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.